I want to see Shiny, I said, once we were back in my room. Another cell, though prettier than the last. I did not think Sky's windows would break so easily. That was all right, though. I would need to try. Hado, who had gone to stand at the window, nodded. I'll see if I can find him.
What? You aren't keeping him locked up someplace?
No. He has the run of Sky if he wants it, by the Lord Eremeri's own decree. That has been so since he was first made mortal here 10 years ago. I was sitting at the room's table. A meal had been laid out, but it sat untouched before me. He became mortal here? Oh, yes. All of it happened here. The Grey Lady's birth, the Night Lord's release, and Etempus's defeat, all in a single morning. My father's death, my mind added. Then the Lady and the Night Lord left him here. He shrugged. Afterward, Tevril extended every courtesy to him. I think some of the Eremeri hoped he would take over the family and lead it on to some new glory. Instead, he did nothing, said nothing. Just sat in a room for 6 months. Died of thirst once or twice, I heard, before he realized he no longer had a choice about eating and drinking. Hado sighed. Then one day, he simply got up and walked out, without warning or farewell. Tevril ordered a search, but no one could find him. Because he had gone to the ancestors' village, I realized. Of course the Eremeri would never have thought to look for their god there. How do you know all of this? I frowned. You don't have an Eremeri mark.
Not yet.
Hado turned to me, and I thought that he smiled.
Soon, though. That was the bargain I struck with Tevril. If I proved myself, I could be adopted into the family as a full blood. I think bringing down a threat to the gods should qualify.
Adopted? I'd had no idea such a thing was even possible. But, well, you don't seem to like these people very much. He did chuckle this time. And again, I had an odd sense about him, of someone wise beyond his years, of something dark and strange. Once upon a time, he said, there was a god imprisoned here. He was a terrible, beautiful, angry god, and by night, when he roamed these white halls, everyone feared him. But by day, the god slept, and the body, the living mortal flesh that was his ball and chain, got to have a life of its own. I inhaled, understanding, just not believing. He was speaking of the Night Lord, of course, but the body that lived by day was... Near the window, Hado folded his arms. I saw this easily despite the window's darkness, because he was darker still. It wasn't much of a life, mind you, he said. All the people who feared the god did not fear the man. They quickly learned they could do things to the man that the god would not tolerate. So the man lived his life in increments, born with every dawn, dying with every sunset, hating every moment of it, for 2,000 years. He glanced back at me. I gaped at him. Until suddenly, one day, the man became free. Hado spread his arms. He spent the first night of his existence gazing at the stars and weeping. But the next morning, he realized something. Though he could finally die, as he had dreamt of doing for centuries, he did not want to. He had been given a life at last, a whole life all his own, dreams of his own. It would have been wrong to waste that. I stopped. I had been about to say I understand, but that wasn't true. No mortal, and probably no god, could comprehend Hado's life. Children of Nahadoth, Shiny had called Lil and Date. Here was another of the Night Lord's children, stranger than all the rest. I can see that, I said, but... I gestured around at the walls of Sky. Is this life? Wouldn't something more normal... I've spent my whole life serving power, and I've suffered for it, more than you can possibly imagine. Now I'm free. Should I go build a house in the country and grow vegetables? Find a lover I can endure, raise a litter of brats? Become a commoner like you, penniless and helpless? I forgot myself and scowled.
he chuckled. Power is what I know. I would make a good family head, don't you think? Once I'm a full blood.